Hey there, you ready to dive into something pretty amazing? I know you're into AI, and trust me, this is big, even for OpenAI. They just unveiled this brand new ChatGPT feature called Canvas, and it's all about making AI work seamlessly with, well, us.
Yeah, it's fascinating how they've tackled a major pain point for anyone who's ever used AI tools. You know that constant back and forth between ChatGPT and whatever you're actually working on?
Oh, tell me about it.
Canvas wipes that out. Imagine having a dedicated space where you can write code, anything really, right alongside your ChatGPT chat. No more copy-pasting, no more tab overload.
It's such a simple idea, but it's a total game changer. I remember the days of juggling a dozen tabs trying to get ChatGPT to work its magic on my writing or code. Now it's all right there in one place. And get this, for coders, Canvas is like having a superpowered coding buddy.
Exactly. Think about it. You can have ChatGPT review your code line by line, suggesting improvements, catching those sneaky bugs that always seem to pop
Oh,
up.
for sure.
It's like having a second pair of eyes, but these eyes can understand code in a way that's, well, superhuman.
And here's where it gets even cooler. It can actually translate code between different programming languages. Let's say you're working on a web project and need to integrate a chunk of Python code into your JavaScript. With Canvas, you could simply paste the Python and ask ChatGPT to translate it to JavaScript. Bam, done.
It's a perfect example of how AI tools are evolving from generic assistants to specialized collaborators. We're seeing it across the board. Anthropic is developing artifacts to manage your AI workflow. Cursor is emerging as the AI coding tool, and now OpenAI has Canvas. What connects them all? Dedicated workspaces that make AI an integral part of the creative process, not just a separate tool you have to constantly switch to.
It's like giving AI a seat at the table, right? And OpenAI isn't just dipping their toes in the water here. Did you hear about that massive funding round they just closed? We're talking billions of dollars pouring into this technology.
$6.6 billion, to be exact.
Wow.
That level of investment speaks volumes about the confidence surrounding AI's potential. With that kind of backing, who knows what OpenAI will come up with next? The possibilities really are mind-blowing.
And to think, all it takes to launch this revolutionary tool is typing "use Canvas" into ChatGPT. It's that simple. It makes you wonder what other AI tricks are hiding in plain sight.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're already working on making it even more intuitive, like having Canvas pop up automatically when it senses you're working on something it can help with. Talk about proactive.
Okay, let's talk about what Canvas can actually do. The article highlighted its potential as an incredible editor for writers. We're not just talking about catching typos here. It can suggest tone adjustments, make sure your writing is at the right reading level for your audience. It can even recommend emojis.
Which, depending on the context, could be either incredibly helpful or absolutely hilarious. Imagine getting an emoji suggestion for a serious research paper.
Okay, maybe not the best use case for emoji. But seriously, the fact that it can analyze your writing on that level and offer such specific suggestions is really impressive. But what about for coding? What kind of magic can Canvas do there?
Imagine having a senior developer looking over your shoulder, offering helpful tips and insights, but without the pressure of a formal code review. Canvas can insert comments and logs to make your code easier to understand, not just for you, but for anyone else who might need to work with it later. And of course, there's the debugging and language translation we talked about earlier.
All of this makes you realize that this isn't just some cool new tech toy. It's a fundamental shift in how we interact with AI. We're moving away from simply giving commands and towards a more collaborative relationship.
And that's where things get really exciting. If OpenAI is right, and AI is truly becoming our collaborator, how does that change the way we approach creativity and problem solving? Does it make us bolder, knowing we have this AI partner to bounce ideas off of and refine our work? It really is a fascinating question. And it's not just about having an AI to catch our typos or suggest better code. It's about the potential to unlock new levels of creativity and innovation. Think about it. What if we could break down those mental barriers that often hold us back, those moments where we self-edit or doubt our ideas before we even give them a chance to breathe?
You're saying AI could give us the confidence to be bolder, to experiment more freely, knowing we have this intelligent sounding board to help us refine and shape our ideas. I like that.
Exactly. It's like having a brainstorming partner who's always up for exploring new possibilities, no matter how wild or unconventional they might seem.
But on the flip side, could there be a downside to having all this AI assistance at our fingertips? I mean, could we become too reliant on it, potentially stifling our own creative problem-solving skills? It's like the classic debate about calculators in school. Sure, they can make calculations faster, but do they prevent us from developing a deeper understanding of math?
It's a valid concern. And it highlights the importance of finding the right balance. AI should be a tool that empowers us, not one that makes us complacent. It's up to us to ensure we're using these tools in a way that complements and enhances our own abilities, not replaces them entirely.
So it's not about AI versus humans, but rather AI with humans.
Precisely. It's about leveraging the strengths of both to achieve something greater than either could alone.
That makes a lot of sense. Speaking of which, the article mentioned that OpenAI is really emphasizing Canvas's flexibility. It's not just for hardcore coders or professional writers, right? They see it being useful for anyone from students working on essays to marketers crafting social media posts.
Absolutely. And that speaks to the broader potential of AI. It's not just about automating tasks or making existing processes more efficient. It's about fundamentally changing the way we approach creative work across all sorts of fields.
It's like having a Swiss Army knife of creative tools, all powered by AI. Need help writing a compelling presentation? Canvas can help. Stuck in a tricky coding problem? Canvas to the rescue. Want to brainstorm ideas for your next marketing campaign? You guessed it. Canvas can be your AI brainstorming buddy.
And the beauty of it is that it's all integrated seamlessly into your workflow. No more switching between tools, no more copy-pasting, no more context switching. It's all right there at your fingertips, ready to assist whenever you need it.
It's like having an extra brain, or maybe even a whole team of experts, available to assist you 24/7. It's a pretty incredible concept when you think about it.
It is, and it raises an interesting question. If AI becomes this ubiquitous, this seamlessly integrated into our lives, what does that mean for the future of, well, everything?
That's a pretty big question.
Right.
But you're right. It's something we need to be thinking about. If AI is going to play such a significant role in our lives, it's crucial that we're asking the right questions and shaping its development in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. And that's a conversation that needs to involve everyone, not just the tech companies building these tools.
You're right. This isn't just a tech issue. It's a societal one. And it's one that we need to be having openly and honestly.
Couldn't agree more.
So where do we go from here? What are your thoughts on how we can ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly?
That's a question with many layers, but I think a good starting point is education. We need to make sure that everyone understands the potential benefits and risks of AI so they can make informed decisions about how they use it in their own lives.
So more AI literacy for everyone. I like it. But it's not just about understanding how to use these tools, right? It's also about understanding how they work, the ethics behind them, and the potential impact they could have on society as a whole.
Exactly. We need to move beyond the hype and the fear-mongering and start having more nuanced conversations about the role we want AI to play in our future.
It's about taking a proactive approach, rather than just reacting to whatever new AI tool or development comes along. It's about shaping the future of AI, rather than letting it shape us.
Well said. And I think that's a good place to pause for now. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the specifics of OpenAI's Canvas to the broader implications of AI's growing role in our lives.
It's been quite the journey. But before we get too carried away with all the exciting possibilities of AI, there's one more crucial aspect we need to address. We've talked a lot about the potential of AI to revolutionize the way we work and create, but there's another side to this coin, isn't there? I'm talking about the potential impact on the job market. It's no secret that AI is capable of automating tasks that were once considered exclusive to humans.
Yeah, it's a valid concern, and one we can't just brush aside. As AI technology keeps advancing, it's natural to wonder what it means for us, for work, for our jobs. But instead of this whole robots are taking over thing, what if we thought about it differently? Like, what if we see AI as this catalyst, something that pushes us to change and adapt and evolve?
So you're saying instead of AI replacing jobs altogether, it's more about AI reshaping the job landscape, creating new opportunities that honestly didn't even exist before.
Exactly. Think about what happened with the internet. Huge disruption across industries, right? But then it also created a whole new world of possibilities. We saw jobs and entire careers that no one could have even imagined just a few decades before.
It's true. It's like they say, the only constant is change, right? And AI seems to be putting that whole idea on fast forward.
Absolutely. But just like with any major technological shift, it's those who are ready to change, to embrace new skills, they're the ones who will really thrive. It's about looking ahead, anticipating the changes, and figuring out how to be at the forefront of this whole new wave of, well, everything.
So what you're saying is instead of being afraid of AI, we should really be focusing on, like you said, AI literacy.
Yeah.
Really understanding how these tools work and how we can use them to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming like AI whisperers.
Haha, I love that. AI whisperers. It really is about developing this deeper understanding, right? Not just thinking of AI as another tool, but as this force that's shaping how we work, how we create.
It's like we're entering this whole new era, one where humans and AI work together in ways we probably can't even fully grasp yet. And who knows what amazing discoveries and innovations are waiting for us.
It's a future full of possibility, and I've got to say, I'm incredibly optimistic about what we can accomplish, especially together.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a perfect note to wrap up this deep dive on. We've gone deep on OpenAI's canvas, talked about what AI could mean for the future of work, and even pondered this whole idea of humans and AI collaborating. What a journey.
It really has been. And for everyone listening, remember, the future of AI, it's not some predetermined thing. It's something we're all creating together every single day. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. This is a conversation we all need to be a part of.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll catch you on the next deep dive. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries with AI.